All right, obviously, yesterday we didn't get the outcome that we wanted. It was a hotly contested football game against two really good teams. Unfortunately, we didn't make enough plays to win the ball game. And again, as I said yesterday, congratulations to the 49ers for representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. I know that our players right now are disappointed, but they're not they're not discouraged, because we did some very good things. Even though the finality of that game is a tough one to swallow, they'll bounce back. They're going to take some time to unplug, 6 to 8 weeks. Our off-season program, we just finished our last meeting. Our off-season program will start the week of April 24th, and we'll start this process all over again. So with that, I will open it up for questions. Daryl?
Coach, how did you what was the tone and tenor of your end of the season meeting, and how was it received by your players?
Well, that's not a fun meeting. There's only one team that's going to be happy at the end of the season, but I think the guys understand that it's a game of five or six plays that we talk about all the time, and you just don't know when those five or six plays are going to occur. It's always a tough meeting, because that's a group of guys that we put together back in April of last year, and we know that won't be the same group that starts in April of this year. That's just a fact of the NFL. There will be changes. So that will be the last time that group of guys met together.
Could you update us on Matt? There's a lot out there on his.
I certainly can. I can give you the information that I have. Matt has a sprained left shoulder. If we had the outcome that we wanted last night, he would have participated in the game in New Orleans. And he will not be playing in the Pro Bowl in Hawaii this week. So I think I maybe knocked out three questions there.
Is it efficient? There was one report that it had popped out and you guys popped it back in. Is that accurate?
I can't comment on that, Jeff. I know it was a sprained left AC joint, which is the shoulder.
No surgical procedure.
He will be rehabbing here over the next couple of weeks. And then he'll get on to his off season, but he will be here rehabbing over the next couple of weeks.
Sprain means not separated or dislocated.
That's correct. It was not. It was a sprained AC joint.
So, do you think that April 24th date this evening?
He will be ready to go. They feel like it's a 3 to 4 week, 3 to 4 week recovery. But again, he would have played in 2 weeks.
In looking at the two playoff games now, how any way to measure the ineffectiveness of trying to come back from that ankle injury?
John did everything in his power to get back. We didn't have the production that he would like to have, or we would like to have. I think it, in hindsight, it did hamper him. He was not 100%, but at this time of the year, nobody's 100%.
Does that at all give you cause to second-guess yourself from Game 16?
In terms of Game 16, no. You can't second-guess yourself as a coach. You evaluate at the end of the season. You evaluate after every game. You can't look back.
You said that you never know what team you'll have starting in April. What about your coordinators? Do you expect both of them back? And when you look at the year in whole, what sort of changes do they affect?
Well, I believe there's no head coaching jobs open right now, so I'm anticipating both of those guys to be back. They've done an outstanding job for us this year. They were a great addition to our staff. They meshed in well with the guys, and it was a very collaborative effort throughout the entire season.
Coach,
going forward, Coach, will y'all shift to 3-4 next year or remain hybrid like you did this year?
I think, Daryl, if whatever we were going to do, I wouldn't tell you today. But we like the flexibility of the defensive scheme that we have. It gives us a lot of flexibility. It allows us to be a four-man front and a three-man front. So, again, we'll delve into that in the off season in terms of our evaluation and as we put our roster together. I think that will also determine whether we'll be basing out of a 3-4 or a 4-3.
Do you think getting at least that first playoff win sort of gives you some holistic value going forward? Was that a big monkey that you won't deal with next year?
It was not our goal this year just to win a playoff game. Our expectations are a lot higher than that. Where we were going, that the process and the road we were going down, that was one of the milestones that we had, you know, that we had to reach. I think it was a very good learning experience this entire season for us, as a football team, as a coaching staff. It allows us to take some of the good and some of the bad that took place this season, work on it on the off season, and prepare ourselves for another season in 2013.
Was there a time in the second half, I think other than the last play of the game, Julio might have been targeted twice in the second half after what he did in the first quarter plus? Were you a little bit surprised and that there
again,
weren't more?
Again, the targets are going to be based on how people are defending us. I am quite confident that Coach Fangio at halftime said we're going to make sure that we give more resources to stop number 11. In the second half, and he didn't have as many targets. We were not as efficient. We had the two turnovers, two of our drives. Both on the plus side of the 50. So it kind of changed a little bit in terms of the number of snaps. We had complete control in the first half of time of possession. In the second half, that was not the case.
Tony seemed to make it pretty clear yesterday. He didn't shut the door entirely, but it was firmly shut. Can you talk now, 24 hours later, about what he meant to this team all this year?
Tony Gonzalez, without a doubt, in my mind, is the greatest tight end to ever play the game. I think his numbers speak for themselves. He probably revolutionized that position. There's many players that have the same skill set now playing that position. But he was really the first, the athletic tight end that had a basketball background. In terms of what he's done for our football team and our organization, it's immeasurable. Not just at the tight end position and his position, it's what he brings when he comes to the building. It's instant credibility. It gives us as a coaching staff and me as a coach to tell a young guy, hey, you see him over there? Just mimic everything that he does, and you're gonna be a better player by doing that. And we've got lots of guys that do that in terms of what he's brought out on the practice field and how the guys work when they're, quote, not working. It's amazing to watch these guys catching balls because Tony Gonzalez was out there catching extra balls.
Any scenario
and
him change his mind?
Do I see any? Again, I'm going to stay with my standard line. I'm hoping for the 5%, but Tony, I think handled this very well all season long. He spoke at the beginning of the season and said, "This is where my head is," and I don't think he's deviated from that.
Will you ask him? Will you lobby?
Tony and I will have a conversation over the next couple of weeks. You know, this is a tough day, and the next couple of days, it's tough. With the finality, I don't think we really need to be discussing anything like that.
Mike, as a defensive coach on a championship team, did you feel like this defense was good enough to win a championship?
I think that this defense wasn't at the level of the defense that I coached on a championship team in 2000. But I don't think there ever was a team. That team gave up 165 points throughout a season. You know, that was an NFL record. I thought that our guys, Mike Nolan and his staff, did a very good job. And, Mark, I'm not going to answer yes or no. So.
You need more playmakers on defense going forward?
I think we need more playmakers across the board. And I think that's the goal each and every year, is to add players. The way that the system is, that is in place, is you can't do it all the way across the board. There's a draft that allows you to draft X amount of players depending on compensatory picks and such. So we're always trying to add and trying to put the best possible combination together. And I think Thomas and his staff have done an outstanding job in providing us with players. This year's emphasis will be different than last year's, obviously.
Coach, you alluded to the fact that there's no way the same group is here, that in fact, the life in the league. What's your desired timetable as far as, you know, you've got some guys eligible for free agency, and obviously have evaluating to do. When will you and your staff kind of begin that process? And after a game like yesterday, do you take a deep breath and not even look at the video? Do you kind of let the emotion go away first?
No, we watched the video this morning and, you know, went through our normal process of the evaluation, grading of the film, talking about our players. And the timetable for that, Randy, is basically dictated by the collective bargaining agreement in terms of when free agency. And again, I don't think it's really appropriate for me to talk about that at this point in time. We know that there's going to be decisions that are going to be made, and Thomas and his staff have been working on that all season long. You know, they're always evaluating the league. They're so far ahead in terms of the college draft eligible players. We will be turning the page. We'll take a couple of days off here as a coaching staff, and we'll be turning the page and flipping it very quickly. I'll be at the Senior Bowl tomorrow morning, get my first opportunity to look at the college players.
Like the highs and the lows of that game yesterday, when you guys were good, it was up here, and there didn't seem to be a lot of middle ground in that game. It was the feast or famine, playing as well as a team can play, and then at the other end, when play stopped, and you stopped having those moments and those plays, it really was pretty evident that they took over in that regard.
There were a lot of ebbs and flows in that ball game yesterday, and when two football teams that are equally matched, and I think the score indicated it yesterday that those were two equally matched teams, that you could flip the coin and say the same thing to the San Francisco 49ers. I think that was a hard-fought game that, in the end, they made more plays than we did for the totality of the ball game.
Were you guys aware of Matt's shoulder on the last two plays?
I was aware of it, yes. No, not at all. In terms of if we didn't, we wanted to be able to get the ball back. Unfortunately, we had to burn a timeout earlier in the half. If we would not have burnt that timeout, we would have had another 40 seconds, and we would have gotten the ball at the 50-yard line with 46 seconds to go instead of 6 seconds. And, guys, you can go through and nitpick every single play, not every single play, but the majority of the plays, and say that could have been the play that changed the outcome. We don't know that. That's why we go out and play it.
Understanding that every team wants to get better across the board every year, do you head into the offseason feeling there's one glaring hole, or there's one area we were this position away?
Again, I'm not going to speak about our roster and our team building. That will go through the normal time frame that we do with free agency coming up. That's probably the first thing. And then, of course, you have to deal with talking about the players on your team, signing them back first. Those will be the first discussions that we'll have.
As a coach, you know how thin the line is between winning and losing. given that, what you guys accomplished this year, getting a number one seed, being at home, having the bye week and all that, does any part of you kind of consider what happened this year sort of a lost opportunity because you don't really know what's going to happen down the line?
I think when you start the season, you have your goals and your expectations. And I'll say our goals and our expectations were much higher than just playing in this game that we played yesterday, as a team. And you never know when you're going to get an opportunity to have that situation arise again. The only thing you can do is try to take advantage of it. We didn't take advantage of it yesterday, so now we have to regroup and talk about moving forward. And moving forward for us and our football team right now is getting prepared for the 2013 season.
Film this morning, you said you did. How are the emotions different than yesterday? Are they even worse? You realize just how narrow the line?
Ed, I think that it's a little more emotional the second time you go through it, simply because when you watch one play early, you know that there's something that's going to take place later on because you've already seen it once. You've seen this show. The other thing is that you've got the ability, as you edit the tapes, you can edit it to look at the plus plays and the minus plays all together. There's different ways that we look at it. We don't necessarily always watch it in the sequence that it took place in the game.
Mike, based upon your defensive background, people are already playing the give it a year in this one option, this pistol, people will figure it out. There aren't a lot of guys who could probably do it as effectively as the guy you played yesterday, but your thoughts on defensive guys now trying to put together a plan, and will this be around a little bit longer than some people say it will be?
I'm not sure I can answer that question because we really don't know. I know that there's trends that take place in the game of football. I do know this. There'll be a lot of defensive coordinators that will be vetted by their head coach to really spend a whole lot of time because some of the most successful teams this year ran that style of offense, and it's going to be very important for teams that want to be successful to figure out a way to defend it. More and more coming from the college ranks, I think you're seeing more and more of those types of quarterbacks. I don't think that trend is going to stop. And I think it's important for the defensive coaches to really spend a whole lot of time this offseason on trying to get a very good understanding of that offense. I think that we do. We know the strengths and weaknesses of it. It's very multifaceted. It's not your typical option run type of offense. They still have the ability to throw the football. And when you are spending resources on accounting for the quarterback, it changes the math across the board on defense. So it is much different. And if you're trying to stop one thing, you're going to have less resources for another. And it is very much a dilemma for a defensive coach right now.
Coach, that would have led to the void on the tight end.
I'm not going to talk about our strategy yesterday. We obviously, the tight end was the last 2 weeks, the tight end was the position that had the most, the most production. We've got a plan. We go into a plan saying that we've got to make these things happen. And when you do, you create a situation where you may not have as much emphasis on something else.
Just to follow up on something from earlier, you're not ruling out or you're open to changing to the 3-4?
Again, guys, I'm not ruling out anything. I think the thing that you do as a coach is that you always evaluate your roster first, and you want to put them in position to be successful. Whether it's 3-4, 4-3, 5-2, 6-1, okay? Whatever it takes for us to be successful. And I think that's what the offseason's all about. We get out of this weekly cycle that we've been living in, and it changes for, you know, it changes for a coach. We get to now do some personnel work, but we also get to do some evaluating of schemes, what other people are doing. We get an opportunity to, you know, look at what other teams are doing.
How about Matt Ryan? Do you think he took a tangible stride this year, in your opinion?
Without a doubt. I thought Matt Ryan had an outstanding season. I think the numbers speak for him, for themselves. And I've said this many times, you know, we changed and we were very transparent about it. We weren't going to be a team that was going to have a running back that carried the ball 300 times. When you make that statement, obviously it means you're going to be throwing it, not punting it. So we did a good job, I think, in that transition. And it starts with Matt when you want to be able to throw the football. And we've got a lot of resources for him to work with. I thought Julio took a gigantic step in his maturation process right along with Matt. I thought both of those guys did a really nice job for us this year.
How long did you say you'd be at the Senior Bowl, Coach?
I'll be there for 2 days.
Tomorrow
and Wednesday, yes. Watch the two practices.
Back a little bit after that.
Yes. I'll take the weekend off.
Everything with Julio.
Crowd noise yesterday. Any problems defensively? With the crowd noise yesterday, was there any communication issues defensively?
There were some issues, and we work off of hand signals as well, but there were some issues. The crowd noise was outstanding. Someone told me late last night that the Fox network had to kind of tune it out. It was so loud. That's a great thing. It was a loud building, I guess, for their broadcast, that they had to tone some of the crowd noise out. But back to your question, the defense, when we're at home, we've got to do a very good job of communicating. And when you can't do it verbally, you have to do it with hand signals. And there were a couple of times that we were out of position. And we weren't, as I tell our guys, we weren't all singing out of the same hymnal.
Mike, you know, you mentioned Julio's development this year. Any other players that really surprised you, maybe in their development over and above what you had anticipated?
I think that Sean Weatherspoon took a big step this year. I think he is becoming the leader of our defense. As a linebacker, he has a lot on his plate, and I thought he handled it extremely well, running the defense. In Mike's system, there's a lot of audibles at the line of scrimmage on the defensive side. I thought he did a real nice job. I thought there were some guys at the end of the season on the defensive side of the ball that had more playing time and did a pretty good job. I thought that Cliff Matthews did a very good job. And on the offensive side of the ball, I thought Peter Kontz, who was came in to the lineup because of an injury, did an outstanding job. He played very well down the stretch as a rookie offensive lineman. He drew some tough draws, and he did a very, very good job.
I'll break a rule about maybe talking about a specific play, but on the third down play before the fourth down, down around the goal line, when you rolled Matt out, was there a plan to use that? Did you think you guys saw something to save that? The rollout play on the third down when it gets batted down, because we hadn't really seen all that much of him rolling out that way. Was that something that you guys said we will find our moment to?
Yes, it was a play that, again, guys, we put plays in the incubator. They'll maybe be practiced for 4 or 5 weeks, and it'll be brought out in certain times. Unfortunately, the ball was batted down, but it was when there's crucial plays, those are plays that most of the time we have had in our incubator for a number of weeks.
Mike, you said it was hard to, maybe even harder to watch the film than, you know, today, this morning, a day later. How is it to deal with the loss a day later? Has it made it any easier coming in this morning, or do you feel it even more?
It's not fun to come to work after the outcome that we had yesterday because of the finality of it, knowing that we're not going to go back out on the practice field with this group of men. So it is tough. But one of the things that you have to do is there's a period where you feel down and you understand the game is the last game you're going to play this year, but you will move on, and you have to move on quickly. And for me personally, getting to Mobile and switching gears and start looking at the potential players that we may be able to add to our roster will get it out of my mind as quickly as possible. And again, that's just me personally.
Coach, moving forward, with possibly without Tony, and are you all comfortable with Matt kind of, it's his offense now, it's his show, and maybe Tony, maybe Turner, the guys he kind of leaned on early in his development, may not be there. Are you all fine with giving the reins to Matt going forward now fully?
Well, I think we kind of gave the reins to Matt this year in terms of what we're trying to get done offensively. And again, it's always changing. I don't want to speculate. I'm holding out for the 5% on Tony Gonzalez. But Matt, in my mind, is an elite quarterback in the National Football League. The number of games that he's won in his first 5 years says that. The way he plays, the way he operates the offense, the way he distributes the ball, his understanding of the game, he is one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL.